Daylight savings time. We turned our clocks ahead 1 hour. Does missing 1 hour of sleep really affect us? Let's find out. Our next guest is a sleep educator at the Northwestern Medicine Sleep Disorder Clinic in Algonquin. Let's welcome in Cheryl Manimi. Cheryl, how are you?
I am fine, thanks. How are you?
Cheryl, my wife talks about this every time we change our clocks, and I'm sure there's thousands of people listening right now. Does losing an hour of sleep really affect our bodies?
Yes, actually it does. It really does, especially this change, because we're changing the light. It's darker in the morning. We're taking away the bright light that we need early in the morning, and that's what keeps us awake during the day and makes us sleep well at night.
So how long does it take? How long does it take for us to recover?
Well, it depends on who you are. Some people will recover quickly. I mean, if we have been trying to adjust it a little by going to bed like 20 minutes earlier in the days reaching up to this, it probably won't affect us a whole lot. But for people who have pre-existing health conditions, or the elderly, or also people that don't sleep enough, which is at least 7 hours a night, they're going to cut it back more, and it's really going to be losing more than 1 hour of sleep.
That's so funny, because Dr. Oz just said the same thing. You got to get 7 hours of sleep. I feel like I don't get enough sleep in my life.
Well, it's true for this nation very much so. We don't put enough, enough importance on sleep. We absolutely need to get it. Go ahead.
Cheryl, my biggest problem is, and I'm sure a lot of people listening right now, as you get older, it takes longer to fall asleep. And once you wake up in the middle of the night, your mind starts to race and you can't fall back to sleep.
It is true as we age that is an absolute truth. It takes us a little longer to fall asleep, and it's a little more difficult to stay asleep. We do, as we age, slowly lose our deepest stage of sleep just over time. You still have it, just not as much. So we spend more time in our lighter phases of sleep, which we're more likely to wake up from. So that it does make it harder to consolidate.
Well, how do we get REM? There is what is it, four stages?
There's three non-REM stages and
right.
Then REM.
How do we get to REM? How do we get to number four? Do we have to take like a melatonin or a Unisom or some type of sleeping aid?
No. REM is a natural part of sleep. It is the most affected by sleep disorders such as sleep apnea, but you will go into REM naturally. You go into stage one, stage two, stage three, back to two, then into REM, and that's pretty much, we follow that pattern all night long. So you'll get there naturally. It's falling asleep and getting there. Sometimes REM takes a little longer with people taking certain medications, but they do get there.
Do you have any tricks? Because this is your job. Do you have any tricks? Because here's an example. Last night I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm up for an hour just thinking about certain things, thinking about today's show. How do you clear your mind so you can relax and go back to sleep?
Well, it's always, if you're in bed and you wake up and you're still awake 20 minutes later, you need to get out of bed. You should not stay in bed anymore, because then you start associating your bed as somewhere you're not going to fall asleep.
And
the brain makes that association quickly. You want to go to like another room, or even if you have a recliner or something in your room, and do a quiet activity. Don't watch TV. Don't pick up your cell phone. Don't go on your tablet. All these things have blue light and they're disrupting. You want to read, like read a magazine, read a novel, maybe something that isn't so fascinating.
Right.
That might make you kind of, and when you're starting to feel sleepy again, that's when you go back to bed.
What's the last thing we do at night and the first thing we do in the morning? We pick up our phones, don't we?
Absolutely, and especially last thing you do at night, that's really what we don't want to do.
I have a buddy that wakes up in the middle of the night and he's sending text messages and emails at, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
From what I've seen, being a sleep tech for a long time is now, even if I'm going over studies the next day and seeing people, it's like these people, everybody is doing this. They're in the middle, they wake up to turn over and they grab their phone. It's been one of the worst things for our sleep is all, cell phone, social media, email, all these things.
Oh, it's terrible. Because
especially the light.
So give us some takeaways for people that need to get extra sleep, or someone that's feeling tired today because they lost an hour. An hour to me is laughable, because I'm a guy that can average 5 to 6 hours a night and just run all day.
I know. And you can. I mean, people can do that. Some people do sleep less, but really, most people need seven or more, and they don't really know that they're not getting enough or how they really will feel until they routinely actually do it. So five or six isn't really enough for most people. It puts you, when you don't have enough sleep, you have to think of sleep as when your body rejuvenates everything, your cardiovascular system. It's its only chance to rest. During this sleep time, if you don't give it the time, you're putting it at risk, and you're increasing your risk for things like high blood pressure and heart disease by not allowing enough time to sleep.
Cheryl, what about 15 minutes during the day? You're in your car, you close your eyes.
Well, if you're falling asleep that quickly, it tells me you're not getting enough sleep, or you might have a sleep disorder.
My hand is up. I hope you can see that. My hand is up, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's usually, I mean, short naps, if you haven't had enough sleep, usually if they're shorter, are okay. They usually feel refreshed. If you go too long, you tend to get in your deeper phases of sleep, and you're going to wake up feeling all foggy.
Oh, man. Wow. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. So can you catch up on the weekends if you don't sleep during the week?
You know, you can sleep longer and it will help a little bit, but it still isn't going to increase the time you lost. I mean, there's still going to be times you lost, because if you think, if you're supposed to have 7 to 8 hours of sleep, you know, seven nights a week, and you're getting five of them, and then 10 the other two, we still haven't gotten it all. Plus, the consolidation and the long REM, we have a long period of REM right before we wake up, and that's what we're cutting off when we don't sleep enough. And REM is so important for memory and focus and concentration mood. And when we cut that off, we have some problems with those things.
And what is the rule? If you dream at night, you have a deeper sleep, but if you don't dream, you're not getting a deep sleep. Is that right?
No, it can be, but basically some people do always remember dreams and some people never remember dreams. I rarely remember a dream and I know I sleep well. Some people, like I said, they if they're waking a lot from their dreams and going back to them and waking, going back to them, sometimes that's sleep apnea. It's kicking you out of your sleep stages and you're remembering it.
Right.
So, yeah, and your deep phase of sleep is actually a stage three, and that's when you're really hard to wake.
Put your phones down, people. Cheryl Manimi, she is a sleep educator at Northwestern Medicine Sleep Disorder Clinic in Algonquin. You're the best, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon. Up next, we have an Italian wedding that we are giving away in the city, and we'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.